This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Remember, come hang out with us tomorrow as our sixth stop, stop six of our crawfish circuit. Takes us to Sugar Land coming up tomorrow. We will be, there it is, we'll be there from 2 to 6. Mark Vandermeer, you're welcome to stop by and do that if you would like to as well. But we'll be there from 2 to 6 tomorrow live at the Big Ben Tavern. The Big Ben Tavern.
Righto.
That's right, Highway 6, Sugar Land, Texas. Come on out, hang out with us.
Be is some, it already another Friday?
It's Friday, baby. Thursday's it, baby. And now, man, we're halfway through the show, too. Thursday, baby.
Shoot, we're about halfway through May, man. It's wild.
I mean, it's May 8th. I mean.
All right, we're a fourth of the way through May. It's wild.
Don't try to run. Don't run that past me, baby. I was just 44 days ago now.
Damn hold it, on, show.
And early now.
Old-ass show.
Old y'all yeah. Starting to kind of get up there, man. You got to start taking care of yourselves.
I ain't gonna take that bait.
Nope, I'm, take I'm not your age. You can look at me.
Hey man, you ain't that young, Jack.
No, actually, I think the opposite. Y'all should probably live a little, you know, go to a game with your boys or something.
We gotta schedule like that, man. We gotta see if we can schedule one of them games.
Yeah. I won't hold my breath.
Don't do that. You'll be
I'm going next week.
Me and Ron are going. I don't know if you're gonna go, Clint.
Royals are in town next week.
When is it?
They're there know, Monday, man. Tuesday, Wednesday. Thinking Wednesday we're gonna hit it out.
Next week?
We should do a drive party. We should do a drive sounds a drive good. Party. Only we could. Probably too late to just kind of plan that out. We just hit us right now.
The showman.
4:27 on a
where there's a will, there's a way.
On a Thursday. But where there is a will and a way is tomorrow for you to come out to hang out with us, get you some good mud bugs, some cold beer. And you'll be able to win prizes, too. Each hour, we're hooking somebody up with a prize, and you could be a part of that. Just sign up and enter our raffle. And the big one, as we are going to take multiple stops this summer or coming up during this crawfish season. And at the end of it, you will have a chance to be our grand prize winner. Every single location that we stop by, there is a QR code, multiple ones that you can sign up with, and if you are the winner of our grand prize, you will win a $500 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors and beer for a year from Bud Light, Budweiser, Bud Light. Text line coming through. Man, I thought show was at least 50. Boy, I tell you, I'm...
That's just silly.
41.
That ain't even true, man.
You ain't even 41. Got no gray hairs.
I mean, that ain't even true. Clint's been out. We've been out and we have done the how old do you think I am test. And people are always surprised. We're surprised. Now, that may have been lying to me. But always surprised. And I said, 40. No way.
Thought you were older?
Younger. It's always.
I've Grays
always
been well, old. Man.
Are you sure?
Every time.
Looks like you moisturize a lot.
I don't know.
Yes, you do. We ran into them group of people in Cleveland. No way. There's 27. 50 my ass. I'm not going to take that bait from you.
He's starting to get a little gray in that beard over 41.
I got a couple of shots in there. A
couple of strays.
Been in there. Yeah, there's a couple in there. 50 my ass. Shoot, man. Talking about out of here with this thing. Shoot. All right, but no, come on out. Hang out with us as we'll have a good time tomorrow. Hey, do you all believe in this Jake Myers from the plate? Like, has he reached a point? Because if you start looking at his slash line compared to anybody else's, overall, I would say it's better than anybody else's. He leads the team in average in slugging percentage and just a couple of points behind Paredes when it comes to on-base percentage. And we are, as Tyler said, almost through May.
That's not what I said.
I mean, nearly.
Fourth, I said half.
I mean, closing in on 4th of July here, as Tyler said.
Well played.
and he is, but I mean, no, honestly, I mean, we're through 40-plus games, and he is still...
Jake with the rake.
Like, hitting like this. Not to mention that crazy hot game he had last week, but that was just a part of it. Are you one now that looks at this and you got belief? You got belief in Big Jake at this point? Or he still need to do more to reel you all the way in?
No, he's got to do more than just this little run here. It's impressive. And look, I was not joking when I said earlier before the year started that the biggest way that this team can improve is if that center fielder starts producing. Now, I did not expect to see it. I did not expect for it to happen, to be completely honest with you. But it is happening right now. No, look, I need to see more. I need to see a lot more. We've seen a really good month's worth of baseball at the plate for Jake Myers before. Really impressive. We've seen it before. And so I need to see more. I'm liking what I'm seeing. I'm pleasantly surprised, but no, I need to see more.
Yeah, I mean, I know it, for me, I at least got to acknowledge this. This is like, sure. this has gone on long enough where it's just like, this is more than just, he swung it bad. He ran into a couple. No, it is like, he looks, and I guess maybe that's the thought for me too, is he looks much more confident. Maybe that is. And you've admitted to it. He's had good stretches before. I don't know if it's been batting 300 for a level like that, but he's had good stretches before. But he visually looks different. When I mean, like, his approach at the plate and where he is, it does, like, there are times, not there are times, I would say this may be the first time that I've watched Jake Myers and not felt like, man, he's holding on. He's maybe even just guessing, or he is just hanging on and just fortunate almost with some of these. Now I watch him come to the plate. He looks like he's got a plan. He's got an idea of what he wants to do, and he looks really confident up there. As we understand, which well documented, if you've listened to the show, Glenn has gone on and on about at times the lack of confidence and the lack of, like, belief in himself. I think that is a clear difference in look here. Again, I'm with you. Like, he's going to have to do this for a couple of more months before you start looking at this and believing. I said it earlier, Pena, I believe in this more. We've seen Pena have stretches, and Pena, this looks real. I'm not quite there yet with Jake to go with, hey, man, this is looking and feeling real. But I got to admit, man, this is his whole demeanor and everything looks like this is more sustainable than any other time I've seen him get high.
Ryan, you want to? I did a little digging here for you while you was going on there. I did a little digging there.
Shout out to you, Jake.
Did a little digging for you.
The Bronze Glove winner.
May's his month, y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What I'm referring to in last year, the month of May. You want to see a slash line here?
He's had a pretty good eight.
It's gonna be May.
329-406-518, OPS at 924. Last May. At April, May, like you said, some of his April was, I mean, obviously April was good for him this year too. At April, May, he's hell early in the season now.
It feels huge.
I need to see a little more. But I am with you. There is a different,
and maybe that's what it is the visual that he just looks like he's carrying himself.
Yeah, but that's the thing. He's definitely more confident, and to me, that's as a fan, that's what I need. That, like, I need to see that even when he's struggling. But yeah, I there's definitely a different pep in his step. There's a different vibe. I just personally need to see a little bit more before I start leaning into Jake Meyers being a difference maker at the plate with this team. But boy, I'm telling you, I will add him to the Yainer Diaz and my Jeremy Pena list real quick of guys that, you know, you want to really give the Astros a chance to keep this World Series window open. You want to really give the Astros a chance to make a run at another world, at another ALCS or potential World Series. You get guys like Jake Meyers, maybe not hitting 300, but you get guys like Jake Meyers to produce consistently. And, yeah, man, I mean, I think the others, if you will, the supporting cast for Altuve and Yordan Alvarez, if the more and more of those guys that start swinging it well, the better you feel about it, obviously. So, yeah, I can get there, just not there yet with Jake.
No, yeah, but, again, as we've talked about it multiple times, they have needed every bit of it. Like, he's hit four or five spot before. They've moved him all the way up, and with good reason. And as you said it before the season, if Jake can take his game up to another level, it changes the game. And it is something that is hugely helpful. But like you said, man, if everybody else is hitting above him and he's in the 7-8 spot, swinging it like that, now you got, as some would say, cooking with grease.
Fish grease.
Good fish grease. Yeah, that's catfish sound good, don't it? Yeah.
Ooh, crispy cornmeal. Good cornmeal, some light cornmeal catfish.
It's some good hot sauce.
Well, I guess the question would be, what the hell else you going to fry catfish in? Mm. Right?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.